What's going on, good people? It's your boy Tyson. Y'all already know what this is. It's GDM Radio. Real people, real issues, real talk. First off, let me just start by saying that I need to revise some of the things that I've said. I've gotten a lot of slack and people have made some very, very good points. First off, the gun laws. Again, I still do believe that gun laws do need to be changed. I have recently seen on the news that a retired police chief had to pull a gun on a man in the subway. If you haven't seen this on the news, check it out, because he was being harassed. Fortunately, nobody was shot, nobody was hurt, nobody was injured in the event, but he did have to defend himself against this alleged antagonist. Let me just say that. I do believe that gun laws need to be changed for the better. I don't think that people should just be walking around with firearms. I do think there should be an extensive background check when it comes to purchasing a gun. And I also believe that certain people need to realize that not everybody is stable enough to carry a gun. Not everybody is stable enough to carry a gun, so you need to be on your P's and Q's, because in the same time of seeing or hearing about this situation with the police chief being antagonized in the train station, I also watched a TikTok where two kids were doing a TikTok and they suddenly started to run because a man came around the corner, and they actually got the man in the video. He came around the corner shooting. So when it comes to gun laws, I really think that people need to take into consideration that not everybody needs a gun. Not everybody should have access to a gun. And it's very easy to get access to a gun out here nowadays. I also believe that gun violence needs to be prevented somehow, some way. If you guys tune into CBS this Thursday at 5:30, they're talking about trying to figure out ways of how to stop gun violence. CBS News is going to be talking about that this Thursday at 5:30. Check it out if you can. Another thing I want to touch on is the abortion law. I said that people should be more responsible when it comes to having sex. What I did not take into consideration is that not every situation or every circumstance is the same. Some people are raped. Some women are raped, I should say, and get pregnant and they don't want to keep the baby. Or some people are just not ready to be a parent, which makes complete sense. I did not agree with the government being involved in a person's life, telling them what they should do with their bodies. I don't agree with that whatsoever. I do regret saying that everybody should be more responsible, because not every situation can be controlled. There are circumstances out there, like, again, like I said, being raped or being, you know, forced to have sex against your will and getting pregnant from that and not being able to take care of the child at the time that you get pregnant, not being ready to be a parent. Sometimes things happen. Sometimes things do happen, and people need to take into consideration that the government needs to take into consideration that not everybody is ready. The government should not have a say in what a single person does with their body. It's none of their business. I truly and fully believe that. They should spend more time worrying about gun laws instead of worrying about what someone does with their vagina. Because it's not like they're out here making a better life for people with the amount of homeless that's out on the streets. They should be worrying about that, getting the homeless off out on the streets. Again, it's been 3 years and we're still involved in, quote unquote, the pandemic. Like, in my eyes, it's like they're trying to pull the wool over our eyes, trying to distract us from everything and still keep this pandemic bullshit going. They just announced that You know, they're going to have another booster come out so people could take another booster. It's like, come on, enough, enough. I don't even want to get into the pandemic right now. Let me tell you this. I'm over it. I got my vaccines. I haven't gotten sick from COVID, thank God. But 3 years, how long are we going to keep going on with this propaganda? How long? I'm over it. But I'm not here to take up too much of y'all's time. Y'all already know what it is. This is your boy Tyson. You want to talk about anything, you have something to say to me, you want to leave a comment on my post. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Y'all already know what it is. It's your boy Tyson. I got to get to work. So GDM Radio, real people, real issues, real talk. Holla at me.